diciendo.
Bueno, pues ya nos vamos, mi querido Golden Boy. Es tiempo de decir adiós en este programa de viernes 24 de enero. Oiga, mañana es 25 y mañana es el primer programa del 25. El 25 llega para ti cada 25 de cada mes con tremendísimos regalos para todos nuestros radioescuchas oficiales. Así que yo les pido que busquen su calcomanía en el que se mueve Gana, en los controles remoto o directamente aquí en nuestras instalaciones. Regístrala en www.cabomil.com.mx. Conviértete en uno de nuestros radioescuchas oficiales y prepárate a ganar todo el año, cada 25 de cada mes. Mañana es el primer programa. Edgar Chavarría y un servidor estaremos de 7 a 9 de la noche para que no te lo pierdas. Boletos de avión con señor Air, cenas dobles en Quivira, paseos en el barco Cabo Rey, actividades con Cabo Expeditions y muchos regalos más. Mañana sábado, el primer programa de los 25. Cayó en sábado, el 25, así que mañana aquí los esperamos. De 7 a 9 de la noche, no se lo pierdan, porque este 2025 Cabo Mil Radio 96.3 está siempre contigo. Así importante que sepan que este programa y estos regalos son para radioescuchas oficiales del 96.3. Todos los que ya tienen su calca registrada. Si todavía no la tienes, pues mañana igual y vente por ella temprano. Y si no, no te preocupes, porque el 25 de febrero tenemos nuevo programa. Y el 25 de marzo, y el 25 de abril, y todos los 25 de este 2025, Cabo Mil Radio te sorprenderá. Muchísimas gracias a mi querido amigo Irvin Ignacio de Jesús Terrones Maya, del Sagrado Corazón del Niñito Jesús Gutiérrez Pérez. Anda rompiendo corazones el Golden Boy. Ahí luego les platico esa, ¿eh? Anda rompiendo corazones. Golden Boy, muchísimas gracias. Pasen excelente fin de semana. Pues mañana aquí nos vemos, ¿no? ¿Vienes también tú, Golden Boy? Luego, luego el mitote tú, ¿ah? Uy, ¿tú qué cínica comanía tienes? Pero bueno, te invito mañana. Te invito mañana. Y fíjate que mañana aquí nos vamos a echar el partido del AME. Mañana juega el América contra el Santos, o el Santos contra el América.
Wow.
El día de mañana, y tenemos programa, así que vamos a estar con un ojo a la ruleta y otro ojo al Parduki. No se lo pierda, buen fin de semana. Quédese ahora con nuestro programa cassette grabado. A continuación para ustedes, por Cabo Mil Radio. Soy el Tute Power. ¡Hasta mañana! Sí, mañana aquí estamos, de 7 a 9, en el primer programa de los 25. Por Cabo Mil Radio. ¡Adiós!
Eso fue todo por hoy. Recuerda, de lunes a viernes de 7 a 9 de la noche, tú tienes una cita con la mezcla perfecta de música y diversión. El Show del Power por Cabo Mil Radio 96.3. Siempre contigo. Hasta la próxima. Aquí y ahora. Cabo Mil Radio 96.3 XHSJSFM. Desde Los Cabos, Baja California Sur, México. Transmitiendo con 15.000 watts de potencia radiofónica.
Cabo Mil Radio. Singular. Como Los Cabos.
Cabo Mil Radio 96.3 presenta.
Esto que estás escuchando es un cassette grabado.
Piensa en esa canción que tanto te gusta y etiqueta a alguien con tu mente. Set grabado. Radio de etiqueta.
Esto que escuchas es un cassette grabado.
Cassette grabado.
Cassette grabado.
What's my state of mind right now? Anticipation, mild frustration, impatience. This has been a long time coming, and it's kind of the album's been delayed for a considerable amount of time. Our musical lives were kind of delayed, you know, for a considerable amount of time. So we've kind of been sitting on this record for 2 years longer than we probably should have been. We have to kind of restart and go back into this kind of rock and roll machine. And now we're thinking about it because we've had enough time to have a break for it to become not automatic. So invariably, because I'm a catastrophizer and I have a tendency to project into the worst case scenario, you know, kind of thing, I just think everything's going to go wrong. I get really worried, and because I don't have that kind of bravado that I had before, just from kind of doing it all the time without thinking. Now I think too much about everything. You know, I overanalyze every aspect of what we're doing because I have the space and time to do it. And it's doing my head in.
Darling, happy birthday in the sky. In the sky. You are blown away. I don't know why. Why? Darling,
record's in the can, so to speak, and it's time to go again, you know, the eighth time. Yeah, I'm starting to get excited. I feel that we had the time to make the record that we really wanted to make this time around, considering it's been 8 years plus since the last record. So coming out of this whole strange period was a bit of a shock to the system, but now it feels like we have some beautiful songs that we can take on the road. That's what I'm starting to feel now. So I'm in a good place.
I was alone, falling free, trying my best not to forget what happened to us, what happened to me, what happened as I let it slip. I was confused by the powers that be, forgetting names and faces. Passers-by were looking at me as if they could erase it.
Baby, did you forget to take your meds? Baby, did you forget to take your meds?
I was alone, staring over the ledge, trying my best not to forget all manner of joy, all manner of glee, and our one heroic pledge. How it mattered to us, how it mattered to me, and the consequences. I was confused by the birds and the bees, forgetting if I meant it.
Baby, did you forget to take your meds? Baby, you forget to take your meds. Baby, did you forget to take your meds? Baby, did you forget to take your meds? Sex and drugs and complications. Sex and drugs.
Trying my best not to forget.
For me, the greatest achievements, they shift. When we started, I had been to Goldsmiths College in New Cross, and so the nearest kind of important place to see gigs was Brixton Academy for me. And I saw Fugazi, I saw Polly Harvey, I saw Sonic Youth, I saw Pavement, I saw all these amazing bands in the 90s, which were so inspirational at Brixton Academy. So that was my dream. And we got there in 98. In 1998, we played Brixton for the first time. And then so you kind of have to find new dreams, you know, new dizzying heights to scale. And I guess for me, it started to become about my insecurity, my own personal insecurity, you know, being somewhat diminished by the support of people that I admired. People that I'd grown up listening to were kind of knocking on the door and saying, shall we do something together? Whether it's David Bowie or Michael Stipe actually recording songs with us, or, you know, sharing a stage with Robert Smith and Frank Black. You know, these are ridiculous things to do, playing their songs. These are absurdly magnificent things to happen to a musician, to get that kind of support from such legendary figures that you grew up listening to, and to find an affinity with them, that little voice in the back of your head that just keeps telling you you're never good enough, you know, is slightly quietened by the support of your heroes and people who definitely influenced you.
I think lockdown affected us all in multiple ways. I welcomed it on a lot of levels because it felt like in 25 years of being in Placebo, we had never, ever had a break. It had always been, okay, let's try to slot this into Placebo's schedule, you know, slot life in, you know. And for the first time, it felt like, well, you know, I can throw away the calendar, you know, the calendar with all these little sort of jail-like grids on it, you know, commitments, my life being planned ahead, you know, multiple months. So that was thrown out the window. So there was a certain freedom, which I welcomed. And I had a lot of catching up to do on myself and on people around me. I think it has to be that I can sit here and talk to you and I can talk to you truthfully without feeling like I've got some rotting corpse in the closet, you know, just kind of that I'm trying to push back in, you know, or trying to hide from the audience. You know, I think we've shown a lot of ourselves, you know, and Brian as well, lyrically, you know, I think very open. And I think we've also been very honest about what we believe in. I think all the death threats that I've had personally from just standing up for what I believe in conjunction with the band. And also the fact that we have followed our truth in terms of everything that we've released. It feels like I'm still behind probably 99% of all of it. Yeah, I think if it comes down to one word, I suppose it's some form of integrity, you know, that that we followed our truth.
Every time we come around to starting a new record, I kind of have a major existential crisis. And so this time, the methodology I used to pull myself out of kind of artistic panic was just to reverse the entire process. So I thought to myself, well, what's the last thing we do? And then the last thing we do is that we usually end up choosing a picture for the album cover. So I said, let's start with the album cover and work backwards. And then the second thing is probably, oh, well, you know, the lyrics and song titles after the lyrics. So I, you know, I'd been writing lists and lists of song titles, you know, that would sort of pop into my mind and I would go, oh, that's kind of good. So I had this enormous list of titles that I've been writing for about 7 or 8 years. And then we just kind of cherry pick a title that we'd like. And sort of that in a way that would kind of serve as an inspiration for the song. It's extremely unusual. I really enjoyed it because it just forced me to break with all of my treasured and comfortable methods. And so it increased the danger, I guess, for me, that kind of, you know, anything could go wrong, but also anything could go right and could go anywhere. It could change the process completely. And I chose to do it backwards because that was the first thing that came to my mind. How does this record kind of reflect what's happening in the world today, I guess? Well, I think the insecurity, the paranoia, all the kind of the tragedy, the inequality, you know, that we started to see everywhere, the pain, the desperation, it kind of influenced the record in terms of atmosphere. But I'd say that about 85% of the lyrics were written before COVID hit. Lyrically, it was important for me not to make a record about the plague. I think it would just have dated everything just phenomenally from the start. It's similar to what I've said to people is like who ask me sometimes. It's just about making records, and it's just, you know, just whatever you do, don't try and be fashionable, because by the time you've finished your record, fashion will have changed and you'll be unfashionable. You'll have a longer career if you just stick to what you do and accept the fact that you're going to be unfashionable for most of it. That's how most of us have managed to achieve longevity, from Depeche Mode to The Cure to us. It's kind of sticking to a kind of a singular vision.
Sucker love is heaven sent you. Pucker up our passion spent. My heart's its art, your body's rent. My body's broken, yours is bent. Carve your name into my arm. Instead of stressed, I lie here charmed. Cause there's nothing else to do. Every me and every you. Sucker love, a box I choose. No other box I choose to use. Another love I would abuse. No circumstances could excuse. In the shape of things to come. Too much poison come undone. Cause there's nothing else to do. Every me and every you. Every me and every you. Every me. Sucker love who's known to swing. Prone to cling and waste these things. Pucker up for heaven's sake. There's never been so much at stake. I serve my head up on a plate. It's only comfort calling late. Cause there's nothing else to do. Every me and every you. Every me and every you. Every me.
Grabado.
En una vuelta regresamos.
Precias asazo. Papa Valley Foods, corte recto, rizado o delgado de un kilo a $59.90. Solo en Soriana. A enero 29. Aplican restricciones.
Dicen que la CNDH no sirve de nada. Y en efecto, así fue hasta noviembre de 2019, cuando iniciamos su transformación. Gracias a ello, hemos emitido más de 1,120 recomendaciones, más de 450 acciones de inconstitucionalidad y casi 52,000 acciones de prevención para la protección de tus derechos humanos. Los números no mienten, las acciones tampoco. Por una auténtica Defensoría del Pueblo, Comisión Nacional de los Derechos Humanos.
La Fundación Leti Coppel te invita a su gran evento con causa Corazones Unidos. Este viernes 7 de febrero te esperamos en la Cena Show en Quivira Golf Club. A partir de las 6 de la tarde con una deliciosa cena de tres tiempos y en el escenario Tributo al Sol de México. LM Show. Tu boleto ayuda a la construcción de un nuevo centro de asistencia social. Venta de boletos en Plaza Puerto Paraíso, en Fundación Leti Coppel Cabo San Lucas y al 624-152-0449. Pregunta por las mesas VIP. No te lo puedes perder. Asiste, diviértete y apoya.
Cabo Mil Radio 96.3, estación oficial del evento.
Ya es este sábado y domingo. Llega el show del payaso viral, Botoncito Show. Los artesanos de la muestra cultural oaxaqueña te lo traen sin costo de entrada al Centro Comercial Mi Plaza en Caribe. Funciones 7 de la tarde. Ven hoy a conocer la muestra cultural oaxaqueña instalada en Mi Plaza Los Cabos. Abrimos de 10 de la mañana a 10 de la noche.
En Chedraui, llevarte más cuesta menos. 3x2 en toda la línea de cereales Kellogg's, del 24 al 26 de enero.
Todos los programas de Cabo Mil en la Cultura, encuéntralos en nuestra página cabomil.com.mx, en la sección On Demand.
La memoria auditiva de Cabo Mil Radio 96.3.
Esto que estás escuchando es un cassette grabado.
Necessity is the mother of all invention, I believe is the saying, right? If push comes to shove, a human will fight to survive, will fight to adapt. You know, I mean, if you look at what is any species of either animal or genus of plant, what are we doing here, right? I mean, no one can really answer that apart from, well, we're just here to survive, right? We're here to procreate. Why? I don't know. You know, we just want to survive and multiply, because that's how we survive, to multiply more. So, you know, that's kind of encoded in us. So in terms of human race, that's what we're programmed to do, you know, and we are very clever. You know, we have sent, you know, people to outer space, and we have managed to invent some amazing things, you know, and all those inventions and scientists are there working at now as well. So it's, I think the answers are there. It's just, there's all so much noise and negative noise surrounding the whole culture that we live in, you know, and then hanging out with the younger people, their kind of optimism rubs off, you know, and I tend to find that there's more optimism than not, you know, so I choose to be optimistic, you know, even though that I might feel pessimistic.
I saw you jump from a burning building. I saw you jump from a burning building. I seen you move like Elvis set on fire. I seen you move like Elvis set on fire. This search for meaning is killing me. This search for meaning is killing me. This search for meaning is killing me. This search for meaning. Ping pong ball, back of my throat. Ping-pong ball at the back of my throat. And I won't be spoken to like that. And I won't be spoken to like that. Suspicious bag on the platform. 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 Ex-drummer's nose stuck in the past. Ex-drummer's nose stuck in the past. Found dead behind the wheel of a car. Found dead behind the wheel of a car. World leader going under the knife. World leader going under the knife. Stage 4, stage 2, stage 3. Stage 4, stage 2, stage 3. We go to Sweden in the back of the cab. We go to Sweden in the back of the cab. And every picture house is empty. And every picture house is empty. I gave my heart, now I want it back. Gave my heart, now I want it back. Gave my heart, now I want it back. Gave my heart, now I want it back.
Gave
Am I optimistic about the future of humanity and where we are today as a species? Forgive me for saying so, but because I don't want to depress a bunch of people, but I'm not particularly optimistic, no. But I suffer from depression, so it's very difficult to have that be a part of your life, to have a tendency towards depression, and then to not have climate depression, for example, to not be completely aghast at the treatment of refugees in this country, to not be completely aghast at the lies and the manipulation that we're subject to by the powers that be in this country. And it's very difficult, I think, to take a cold, hard look at what's going on and to empathize with it and to find optimism within that. But I ask myself, in as much as that every kind of 50 years, we have kind of doomsday cults. Every 50 years, people gather and decide that the end of the world is going to happen, and it never does. I wonder whether or not my lack of optimism has to do with the fact that I'm within it right now. There is no distance. There's no historical distance. We're living it. Maybe it feels more intense because we're living it right now. I think that we're extremely fortunate because after 27, 28 years, we still have fans and we still have an audience. And for me, that was one of the things that I got so insecure about during lockdown, because for the first time in my life, the possibility of there not being an audience there, the possibility of us not playing concerts again seemed real. And that was something that I always depended on. No matter how fucked up your life gets, you know, how messy everything is, or how many disasters, you know, happen in a row, there'll always be an audience for you to go and do a show. That was taken away during lockdown. And then all of a sudden, I started asking myself questions that I've never asked myself before in the career, like, do I have a future? For me, it was evident, you know, before lockdown that, of course, we'd always have a future. You know, look, you know, we're still around. So many bands that started at the same time as us, they aren't still around, you know, they quit or the audience went away. So we're in an extremely privileged position, I think. But I'm not about to pretend that just because we've achieved some kind of longevity that we are superior artistically. Michael Bublé's achieved longevity. So is Barry Manilow. So I never know if what I do is of artistic value because I question it continuously.
Remember me when you're the one who's silver screened. Remember me when you're the one you always dreamed. Remember me whenever noses start to bleed. Remember me. Special needs. Just 19, a sucker's dream. I guess I thought you had the flavor. Just 19, a dream it seemed. With 6 months off the bad behavior. Remember me when you clinch your movie deal. Think of me stuck in my chair that has four wheels. Remember me through flash photography and screams. Remember me, special dreams. Just 19, a sucker's dream. Yes, I thought you had. Just 19, a dream it seemed. With 6 months off of bad behavior. Just 19, a sucker's dream. I guess I thought you had the flavor. Just 19, a dream it seemed. With 6 months off of bad behavior.
Remember me.
Prospect of touring was extremely daunting for me, and this is informed by the tour that I felt never ended, the 20th anniversary tour that just lasted for way too long, to the detriment of the band's health. So to go back out was I just put a big cross over it, a big black cross. But you know, it's in my DNA as well, and you know, I met Brian when I was 19, and we've been gigging ever since, pretty much. And I think I love this band too much, and I think it would be unfair to stop short by just putting out an album. You know, I mean, if we've toured Siberia, you know, and if we've gone and played in 40 degree heat, you know, in Cambodia, and survived death threats in Morocco, then we can do this.
Sweetness, I was only joking when I said I'd like to smash every tooth in your head. Oh, sweetness, I was only joking when I said by rights you should be bludgeoned in your bed. And now I know how Joan of Arc fells. Now I know how Joan of Arc fell. As the flames rose to Roman nose and her disc man starts it to melt.
Feel about the live shows coming up? I desperately want to go out and do what I'm best at, but also because we've had such a break, I'm nervous about it. I don't think I would have been nervous if we hadn't have had this enforced 2-year break, but because we had this pause and we lost momentum, it's become less automatic. I didn't think about shows before. Now I think about every aspect of it. Agonize and agonize for months over my pedal board, for example. So I'm excited, but I think it's going to be a major culture shock, even though we've got 25 years of playing live behind us. Slipping into an old shoe that doesn't feel the same, although you didn't expect it to feel like, but you'll get used to it again. Is there an aspect of the live situation that in particular that I'm looking forward to? Well, I guess it's your own tour is always a place where you have the most control over the environment and the visual aspect and the sound. It's where you can be obsessive about the details. And also there is a kind of a sense of family and community, and because everybody in the audience is there for you. You walk onto the stage, in a way, you've already won. But then if you do become insecure at any point, which is going to happen without question, that intimacy can turn into pressure because these are your most diehard supporters and what they need is your best. Sometimes you welcome the anonymity of a festival because you don't have control over most of what's going on. You're just walking onto stage and hoping for the best. And these people may or may not be interested in what you have to do. Depending on the psychological makeup of your day, you know, that kind of anonymity can be comforting in as much as the comfort of preaching to the choir can be. The closer people are in a live situation, the scarier it gets. The more self-conscious I become, I prefer having them at a certain distance. If you can see the whites of their eyes, then you start to get a bit scared.
At the core of the earth, it's too hot to breathe. There's nothing much to eat, and everybody leaves. There's a place in the forest where the animals dance, carefree and joyous, like nobody's watching. And nobody's watching. So they laugh and they dance around mahogany trees, completely unawares they're gonna end up as me. Nobody's watching. Wake up, try better next time. Wake up, cry better next time. Wake up, try better next time. Wake up. So you know me, understand me, is that what you think? Met the monster who wakes up when I drink. I was born out of time. I'm not meant to be here. With the weight of the world and the weight of a tear are exactly the same. Wake up, wake up, try. Ocean, and that's where we'll meet. Somewhere far away where fish can nibble at our feet and we can grow fins, go back in the water. 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 Somebody take a picture before it's too late.
It means more to me now, having had a step back from it. You know, the the love that we get from people who are into the band, something that I appreciate more and more. Perhaps one element too is that we're so miserly when it comes to sharing about our lives, you know, and about not posting about everything, about what we do, you know. I feel that we are more in control of the narrative now than we were, you know, for the majority of our career. And I think we need to feel that control in this world where we're being watched all the time and nothing is private and everything is out there. You know, the horrible photos, well, photos of me that I don't like, they're still out there, you know. So we want to deliver the best image, photo, you know, piece of artwork possible when we actually put something out there, you know. And I think that is what we feel comfortable with at the moment, you know. And if people feel frustrated, apologies, but we're still here, and we will be seeing you very soon.
I hold an image of the ashtray girl, with a cigarette burns in my chest. I live hard at the square world, I put my friendship to the test. And late at night, once on all fours, she used to watch me kiss the floor. What's wrong? It's nature.
This is grabado.
Esto fue Cassette Grabado. ¿Te gustó? Rebobínalo.
Cassette Grabado.
If you're on a highway road when it goes beep beep, just step aside or you might end up in a heap. Road runner runs on the road all day. Even the coyote can't make him change his ways. Road runner, the coyote.
coyote's after you, Roadrunner. If he catches you, you're through, Roadrunner. The coyote's after you, Roadrunner. If he catches you, you're through. That coyote's really a crazy clown. When will he learn that he never can mow him down? Poor little Roadrunner never bothers anyone. Just running down the road's his idea of having fun. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
De chocolate 315 gramos a $29.90. Solo en Soriana. A enero 29. Aplican restricciones.
Ya estamos en temporada de frentes fríos.
Es importante abrigarnos. No te arriesgues a enfermarte.
Sí, la temperatura cambia drásticamente. Puede llover, haber heladas, vientos e incluso nieve.
No subestimes los frentes fríos. Revisa el pronóstico del tiempo antes de salir a la calle.
Cuida tu salud. La prevención es clave para evitar enfermedades.
Ante el frío, prevención y acción.
Con agua.
Gobierno de México.
Más de 27 mil personas se registraron ante el Poder Legislativo para participar en la elección judicial. El Comité de Evaluación ya publicó los nombres de quienes entregaron la documentación necesaria para avanzar a la siguiente etapa, en la que se evaluarán sus conocimientos, trayectoria, honestidad y buena fama pública. Conoce sus nombres en senado.gob.mx y sigue de cerca este proceso histórico para nuestro país.
66ª Legislatura. Senado de la República.
En Chedraui, llevarte más cuesta menos. 20% de bonificación Mi Chedraui en papel higiénico Suabel, del 24 al 27 de enero.
Todos los programas de Cabo Mil en la Cultura, encuéntralos en nuestra página cabomil.com.mx, en la sección On Demand.
La memoria auditiva de Cabo Mil Radio 96.3. Aquí y ahora, Cabo Mil. Cabo Mil Radio 96.3. XHSJS FM. Desde Los Cabos, Baja California Sur, México. Transmitiendo con 15.000 watts de potencia radiofónica.
Cabo Mil Radio. Singular. Como Los Cabos.
Oh, January.
supply.